Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors, well, four of them at least, held a short meeting yesterday morning in Supervisors' Chambers. Board Chair Virginia Bass headed up the short ceremony, one witnessed by Supervisors Ryan Sundberg, Estelle Fennell, and Rex Bone. Bass held in her hand the oath of office for the Sheriff of Humboldt County, and standing across from her was the county's new sheriff, Billy Hansel, who was officially sworn in to the position. Mike Downey's final day on the job was Friday, and now Hansel will take over and face his first election next year. The Board of Supervisors meets for its regularly scheduled meeting this morning, and there are three key discussion items on the agenda. The Board will approve a grant augmentation for the District Attorney's Victim Witness Program with reimbursement for up to $350,000 for services provided to the victims of crimes for the next year. And the Board will also hold a public meeting on the renewal of the Humboldt County Tourism Business Improvement District for the next decade. The district includes all unincorporated areas of the county, along with the cities of Eureka, Arcata, Ferndale, Fortuna, Rio Del, and Trinidad. The Board will hear a presentation from staff regarding the application process for the Commercial Marijuana Land Use Ordinance. Supervisors Fennell and Sundberg introduced the item, and the discussion will revolve around how to address many of the applications that are in violations of the ordinance as it relates to cultural sites, as well as to any work done at a proposed site that hasn't been fully licensed. The Board will consider a range of options, including fines or other penalties for violators. State lawmakers Senator Mike McGuire and Assemblymember Jim Wood have issued a call to Governor Brown to issue a disaster declaration for the 2017 fishing season. Drought, poor ocean conditions, and high mortality rates among juvenile salmon have led to the closure of the commercial and recreational fishing seasons on the Klamath River. The lack of a salmon season comes on the heels of a drastically shortened crab fishing season in 2015-2016, leaving local fishermen in dire straits. If the governor declares a disaster for the closure of the salmon season, those fishermen could be eligible for disaster relief funds. The CHP continues the search for a black or dark blue Ford F-150 pickup truck that is suspected of being involved in a fatal hit-and-run collision last week. The vehicle should have damage to the undercarriage and the wheel wells, and the driver remains at large. Investigators identified the make and model of the pickup truck by analyzing debris left at the scene following the collision. CHP officers have arrested David Lara in connection with the incident that left an adult male dead alongside Highway 101 near McKinleyville. Jordan Christmas has news on a separate incident.
The Humboldt County Coroner's Office identified 42-year-old Jesse Earl Simpson of Shelter Cove as the man who died after being struck by a vehicle near Debbie Lane last Wednesday. Simpson was struck allegedly by 45-year-old Eric Lively, and when CHP officers arrived on scene, they determined that the collision was an intentional act by Lively, and he was subsequently arrested and booked into jail for homicide. Lively has had past history with law enforcement. 3 years ago, he was booked for assault with a deadly weapon after he struck a man with his vehicle near Fawn Drive.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. When the month of May rolls around each year, the talk among city managers, finance officers, and local administrators turns to the fiscal year budget. The city of Eureka is currently in that process, and city manager Greg Sparks spoke about the upcoming budget on Talk Shop. Last year, Eureka's budget came in at about $58 million, with some $19 million dedicated to public safety, and Sparks said there will be little change this year. He also said that the outlook is generally positive. There were no layoffs needed to balance the books, and that sales tax revenue continues to rise.
Weren't any personnel reductions, and there aren't any in this next year's budget. We've taken into account the increase in state minimum wage, you know, increase in health insurance costs, those kind of things. And, you know, revenues continue to tick up from sales tax, occupancy tax, those kind of things.
As always, local city managers and finance officers must keep an eye on Sacramento and the issue of pension costs. And Sparks said that employers could see an increase in contributions by 2019.
That stability that we project for next year, that picture becomes, rosy isn't quite the right word, but certainly less rosy in the following year, 2018-19. And we've had this discussion many times in the 3 years I've been here, and that's the impact of pension increases.
You can listen to Eureka City Manager Greg Sparks talk budget by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.